wanted his Lord to see. Do you remember this? At last the Savior came walking by. You know, he looked up in the tree and he said, Zacchaeus, you're a dirty, filthy sinner and you're going to burn in hell forever. No! That's not what he says to Zacchaeus. He says, Zacchaeus, come on down. I'm coming to your house today. We're going to have a
party. Oh,
what a guy. What a Jesus who turns despair into celebration. Let me tell you this. The church needs the party. Every year there's a big Jesus festival in central Pennsylvania called the Creation Festival. And I get to speak there every year. Every year. And it's great. 70,000 kids. It's kind of Pentecostal. You say, but you're Baptist. You don't speak in tongues. That's all right. I talk so fast, they think I'm speaking in tongues. The word got around on the Saturday night that on Sunday morning, I would be preaching at a Lutheran church. All kinds of Lutheran church. This was a very, very liturgical Lutheran church. It was a wonderful church. Great minister. But very serious. Word got around, so on the way to Philadelphia, hundreds of people packed into this church. Instead of the usual 300 or 400, there were about 1,000 squeezed in. The minister didn't know where they'd come from. He said, I put an ad in the paper. Poor guy, dressed in his robe, gets up in the solemnity of it all, opens the Bible, and reads as he opens the worship service. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Let us come into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. And some Pentecostal kid in the balcony yelled, all right! People started yelling and screaming and jumping up and down. And you could see this minister fall apart at the seams. The last thing in the world he expected when he said, let us make a joyful noise unto the Lord, is if anybody would, you know, I mean, we need to bring celebration back into the church. Amen. Let me tell you. I had to go to speak in Honolulu, Hawaii. Hey, sometimes you get Waco, Texas. Sometimes you get Honolulu. Now, if you go to Honolulu from the East Coast where I live, you wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning. Time difference. I couldn't get back to sleep. I was hungry. I went out looking for food. Up a side street, I found a greasy spoon, a diner, a filthy place. I went in. There were no booths, just a row of stools. I sat down. I did not touch the menu. It was one of those plastic menus. Grease had piled up on it. And I knew that if I opened it, something extraterrestrial would have crawled out. Fat guy came over, pulled out a cigar, said, what do you want? He said, a cup of coffee and a donut. He poured the coffee. Then he did this. And he picked up the donut. I hate that. So there I am, eating this dirty donut, drinking my coffee, at 3:30 in the morning, went into this place, come a whole group of prostitutes, about 8 or 9 of them. And it's a small place. And they sat on either side of me. And I tried to disappear. And the one next to me was particularly boisterous and said to her neighbor, you know, tomorrow's my birthday. I'm going to be 39. 39 years old. A friend said, so what do you want me to do? Want me to sing happy birthday? Do you want a gift? Do you want a birthday cake? Maybe what you want is a birthday party. Is that what you want? First woman said, look, why do you have to be so nasty? Why do you have to be so nasty? I don't expect anything. And then she added, I haven't had a birthday party in my whole life. I don't expect to have one now. That did it. As soon as they left, I called Harry over and I said, do they come in here every night? He said, yeah. I said, the one next to me. He said, Agnes. I said, tomorrow night is Agnes's birthday. Harry, what do you say? You and I throw a birthday party for her here in the diner tomorrow night. He said, Mr. You're a genius. Brilliant, brilliant. Called his wife, Jan, come on out here. I want you to meet this guy. He wants to throw a birthday party for Agnes. She came out and took my hand and she said, Mister, you probably won't understand this, but Agnes is a good woman, a kind woman, and this is a good thing you're doing. I said, can I decorate the place? She said, to your heart's content. I said, I'm going to bring a birthday cake. Harry said, oh no, the cake's my thing. I got there the next morning at 2:30, decorated the place from one end to the other. Streamers, balloons, the whole bit. I had made a big sign, Happy Birthday, Agnes, and put it on the mirror behind the counter. The place was ready. Jan, who did the cooking, had gotten the word out on the street. So that by 3:15, every prostitute in Honolulu was in this place. It was wall-to-wall prostitutes. And me. 3:30 in the morning, right on the dot, the door opens. In comes Agnes and her friends. I've got everybody set, everybody ready. We yell, Happy Birthday, Agnes! We went crazy. I've never seen a woman so stunned in my life. Her knees buckled. Her friends had to hold her up. We started singing, Happy Birthday to you. Happy Birthday to you. Happy Birthday, dear Agnes. And she started to tremble. And they sat her down in the stool, and they brought out the birthday cake. And when she saw the birthday cake, she lost it and started to cry. Harry just stood there. Finally, he said, knock it off. Knock it off, Agnes. Blow out the candles. Blow out the candles. She tried, but she couldn't do it. So he blew out the candles. He gave her a knife and said, cut the cake. Cut the cake. She sat there for a long moment. And she said, Harry, I don't want to cut the cake. Can you understand that I would really like to keep the cake? She turned to me and she said, is that okay if I don't cut the cake? I said, it's your cake. She said, what I'd like to do is take it home and show it to my mother. Could I do that? I said, oh, sure. And she stood up. I said, now? She said, I live two doors down. Let me take the cake and show it to my mother. And I promise I'll come right back. And she picked up the cake like it was the Holy Grail and made her way through the group and out the door. And as the door swung shut, there was dead silence. We were all standing there, frozen in our places. I didn't know what to say. So I said, what do you say we pray? It does seem weird looking back on it now. A sociologist leading a prayer meeting with a bunch of prostitutes in a diner at 3:30 in the morning. But it was the right thing. And I prayed that Jesus would deliver her and make her new again. And lift her up again. And deliver her from the dirty, filthy Johns. The evil Johns who do things like this. And when I finished my prayer, Harry leaned over the counter. He said, Campolo! You didn't tell me you were a preacher. What kind of church you preach in? And in one of those moments, when you come up with just the right words, I said, I preach in a church that throws birthday parties for whores at 3:30 in the morning. And he looked back at me and he said, no, you don't. No, you don't. He said, I would join a church like that. Wouldn't we all? Wouldn't you love to join a church that threw birthday parties for whores at 3:30 in the morning? I got news for you. That is the kind of church that Jesus came to create. I don't know where we got this other one that's half country club, but he came to create a people who would throw parties for people who don't have any parties, for tax collectors, for publicans, for sinners, for harlots. And if you don't like this Jesus, get out of the Christian faith. But you have no right to transform it into what Jesus never intended it to be. He wanted it to be a faith made up of people who knew how to bring joy and laughter and celebration to people whose lives have been filled with humiliation and suffering and tears. So the next time they ask you around here, what time is it? What time is it? What time is it? You're going to answer. It's
party time.
People of God, Jesus came to declare a kingdom. It starts within you. Are you willing to become obedient? It goes beyond you as you try to create shalom in the places where you work and live. It responds to the needs of the poor as you try to make Jubilee a reality in their lives. But ultimately, the kingdom of God is more than shalom, is more than Jubilee, is more than something in you. The kingdom of God is a
party.
Remember that. God bless you.